Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's calling for a sunny day today, warm, a bit more humid, 80 to 85 degrees. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you, and a story in the Republican American, mortally infested by the green emerald ash borer beetle. Millions of the state's disease-ridden ash trees are tumbling down. 3 years of infestation have taken a toll, despite municipal budgets set aside to cut them safely down, and efforts by utility companies to identify them before they cause outages. Falling trees are posing a hazard. The culprit is what the U.S. Forest Service says is the most costly invasive insect ever. Much of the nation has lost elms to the Dutch elm disease and chestnuts to blight. Nearly all ash trees could eventually succumb. Scientists say there is hope that another beetle species from Asia could set free to feed on the emerald ash larvae. Testing is underway to determine whether the half-inch-long beetles are safe in the U.S. Forest Service sites in southeastern Michigan. In Great Barrington, firefighters used airbags to quickly lift a garbage dump truck that had overturned on Thursday, pinning a man under the cab. The man in his 50s was in serious but stable condition, airlifted to Bay State Medical Center from a makeshift landing zone at Bard College Simon's Rock. The accident happened sometime just before 10:30. Burning Tree Road, paramedics helped the man while town firefighters used a rescue engine to stabilize the truck. Sheffield firefighters also assisted in setting up the helicopter landing zone at Simon's Rock. The village of Millerton is requesting proposals from qualified parties for an organizational study to be completed by the police department. The village board identified a need for an organizational study of the village police department. The department currently has 7 part-time police officers listed on the civil service roster, plus 1 part-time police officer assigned to the town of Northeast Town Court and 1 part-time senior police assistant. There's currently no police chief or sergeant. The village is seeking a neutral and experienced review by a third-party professional consultant to evaluate and compare the village of Millerton police services with those of other comparable municipalities. The analysis will assess the traditional core services currently being provided and also the operational costs, including employee compensation and benefits. The final deliverable will include a full report to be completed in a reasonable amount of time. The estimated timeline, the proposals are due on July 29th. The village board will review the proposals, confer with council, and anticipates choosing a successful bidder within 4 to 6 weeks. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced the latest rounds of communities to achieve certification as part of New York State's Climate Smart Communities program, which supports local efforts to meet the economic, social, and environmental challenges posed by climate change by making meaningful steps to mitigate and adapt climate change. The certification program, launched in 2014 to document and celebrate the accomplishments of communities taking climate action. There are now 94 total certified Climate Smart Communities in the state, 9 silver, 85 bronze. Locally, the ones recognized were in the town of Northeast and also the town of Ankrum. Today and tomorrow, the Sharon Sewer and Water Commission will be flushing the water mains between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Today, the lines north of West Main Street, including West Main Hospital, will be completed. The remainder of the system will be flushed on July 12th. Customers can expect to experience intermittent decreases in water pressure with the potential for discolored water. Some meetings going on in our area. Today in Sharon, the Board of Education meets at 10 o'clock this morning, the Sharon Green Committee at 4, Inland Wetlands at 6:30, and at 6:30, the Sharon Park and Recreation in Salisbury. Board of Selectmen meet at 5, Salisbury Pathways Committee at 5:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commissions at 6:30. In North Canaan today at 7 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission. In Falls Village today, 6:30, the Board of Finance, 7 p.m., the Board of Selectmen. In Cornwall at 6:30 tonight, Park and Recreation at 7:30, the Agricultural Advisory Commission meeting. In Kent, Northwest Connecticut Transit District Board of Directors special meeting, 8:30 this morning. Board of Education, a special meeting tonight at 6:45. Park and Rec regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale, New York tonight, the Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. And in Sheffield tonight, Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. There's a free pediatric COVID vaccination clinic coming up tomorrow from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. p.m. at Sharon Primary Care, 29 Hospital Hill Road in Sharon. Ages 6 months to 11, Pfizer and Moderna available. All children are welcome to get their vaccination. The Town of Great Barrington Summer Concert Series at the Gazebo behind Town Hall on Main Street will continue as the Berkshire Ukulele Band Rock Steady takes center stage. That'll happen Wednesday the 13th from 5:30 till 7:15. All shows are weather permitting. Meanwhile, the Sharon Park and Recreation Summer Concert Series will continue on the 13th with Roger and Lenny, inspired harmonies and pop rock. It happens at the ball field at the Veterans Park by the Lions Pavilion. The Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise in North Canyon continues on the 14th with Carl Ritchie and 705 Avenue. Meanwhile, Kent Park and Recreation, in partnership with the Kent Land Trust, begins their 2022 Summer Concert Series on Thursday. The Joint Chiefs parking opens at 5:30. The concert runs from 6 to 7:30 at the Kent Land Trust Field on Route 7. And this is the week for Canaan Railroad Days, July 13th through the 17th. The calendar is at CananRailroadDays.com. They have their vendor market coming up on Saturday the 16th from 10 to 3 at the Town Municipal Parking Lot in downtown Canaan. Railroad Days fireworks on July 16th. Once again, more information at CananRailroadDays.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. That's where you'll find a tapas menu, also nightly dinner specials. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,338.15. The NASDAQ at 11,635.31. And the S&P 500 at 3899.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.